Blog Talk Radio.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Greetings, greetings, happy Sunday, and welcome to I'm With Stupid with Jay and the Matt Man. This is Matt Man broadcasting to you live from the Palatial Digs in Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting right next to me, a mere 664 miles to my west-southwest, is the J-Man.
Hola, bitches. Coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. This is the J-Man. How's your weekend going, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. Yesterday was an adventure at the beer mine. I worked 11 to 9, and as I was looking through my wallet to buy a pack of cigarettes, I noticed I was missing $100. And I looked and I looked and I couldn't find it, and I knew I spent a lot Friday, but I knew I didn't spend that much. So I realized then, you see, Fridays, I go up to the beer mine, sometimes Mikey will just let me sign my check back to him, and I take the money out of the bag to pay myself. And evidently, I shorted myself $100.
Sure you did. I mean, well.
Well, no, I called the owner, Drive-By Mikey, and he said, well, I believe you, but you're going to have to find the change slip from Thursday's bag so I can verify it. I said, okay, where would it be? And he said, in the dumpster. And we're talking like a 3x3-inch piece of paper, and I'm at work by myself. So I had to wait till there were no cars. Then I had to run out, jump in the dumpster, searching for this piece of paper, all the while looking for cars to make sure no customers were coming in. So every 2 seconds, I'd look up, pop my head up. I look like a human whack-a-mole thing and or a homeless person. Actually, I found the paper, and Mike said okay, so I got to get my $100 back out of last night's drawer. So that's how my day was, and it got worse from there, but it's getting better now. How's yours?
I'm glad you got your hundy back. That would have been
nice.
But, you know, you're just practicing for your next career of dumpster diving. And
yeah, I've done that before, working for SEIU. Trust me, looking for employees list. It's not a pretty thing. I think you kind of had a sad day yesterday, I believe, didn't you?
Yesterday was a devastating, devastating day. The Arkansas-Alabama game. Actually, it wasn't quite as bad as most people would have. It would have been for most people because I expected this to happen. It has happened so many times. We've come so close so many times in games like that. I just knew that Alabama was going to win. I didn't know how they would win. It was a pretty creative way for Arkansas to lose. Throwing that interception, two interceptions late like that, another one in the end zone. A few years ago, Arkansas was playing at Tennessee. This is when Tennessee was good. And Tennessee was ranked, I don't know, one or two in the country. And Arkansas had a lead late in the game. And Clint Sterner was the quarterback, and he was trying to make a little spin move and get away from a defender, and he lost his balance, and he tried to hold himself up by putting the ball on the ground. And, of course, he lost control of the ball, and it squirted away, and Tennessee recovered and went down and won the game. So these things happen. I know, it's sad. But, you know, at least we didn't get blown out or something. But
no, actually, other than not getting blown out, Arkansas reminds me of the Notre Dame of the South.
A little bit, except with lower expectations.
Exactly. And it's good to go through life like that, actually. I have found that out.
It's helped me, worked for me quite a bit. But that's one of those losses that that makes you want to just go and buy out the liquor store and
I know the feeling, because after I was all depressed and everything, after losing my $100 and then regaining it and working in a store full of alcohol and cigarettes, I took my $100, and that's what I did last night. I bought $100 worth of alcohol and cigarettes.
Was that 2 packs of cigarettes anymore? I mean, that stuff's expensive.
$5.65.
So one pack of cigarettes equals 1.5 bottles of Wild Irish Rose, right?
That's actually about right.
I think so.
That's very good. Have you been drinking Rose on the side and not telling me?
I've been looking for it. They always have, when I go to the liquor store up there in Missouri, because I live in a dry county, so I have to drive to another state. I go up there, and it's just big Wild Bill's Liquor Emporium or whatever he calls it. And he's got, you know, it's just like a warehouse in there. But they never have any Rose, but they have the rack is sitting there, and it has the little label on it, you know, Wild Irish Rose.
Uh-huh.
But they never have any. So apparently it's quite popular in this area also. They have quite a bit of Boone's Farm always available. But
Boone's Farm's for sissies.
No, professionals drink Wild Irish Rose.
Exactly. Wild Irish Rose, 18% alcohol. Most Boone Farm brands run 4%. Come on. Give me a break. I don't even think Boone's Farm drinkers bother to put the bottle in a bag.
Probably not. Well, they should, because they should be embarrassed that they're drinking such weak stuff. But, you know, you could say this about people who drink Wild Irish.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
And once you drink the Rose, that's all you got are gonads, because you've got no brains left. That's, trust me.
Do you still have a decent amount of that $100 worth still this afternoon?
Well, I will be making a second trip today, probably somewhere around halftime of the first games that run today. I mean, it's not just me. It's my girlfriend, Shmoop. My God, Jesus Christ. You know, some guys get yelled at by their wife or girlfriend when they come home with a 12-pack. And say, oh, you drink too much. My God, if I come home with less than a 30-pack, I'm the one, I get yelled at. What the hell? Oh, it's just a
kid. Bye, Smoopy.
Bye, Smoopy.
Holy cow. But
well, you can't have football without beer.
No, you can't. It's un-American. And I plan on tying one on today, as I have many times in my life, and I'm sure you have, and I'm sure many of our listeners have. And sometimes it's led to some not good things happening.
That it does sometimes lead to bad situations.
Yeah. In fact, when you and I were discussing this topic the other day, the first thing that came to mind, I was probably, 20 or 21 years old. And we were out partying on a Friday night at a place here in Bagwine called the Union Station. All the 80 hair was, you know, busting out, and the pitchers of beer, probably Goebel, were flowing. And,
what is Goebel beer?
What's that?
Goebel. What? What kind
I've
of
never
is that? I've never heard of that, huh?
You're kidding. Oh, my God. It was one of the cheapest beers you could buy back then. It was next to Sterling on the list of putrid. But anyway,
okay.
After a Friday night of frolicking around, I woke up Saturday morning in the bedroom I have never seen before with some naked chick hovering over me, picking dried blood out of my nose.
Well, normally you would only allow a really close friend to do something like that.
Well, well, she had big ones, so what the hell? But I did.
Wasn't there like a thing, you know, you can pick your friends, but your friends can't pick your nose? Apparently not.
See, I like to be a trendsetter and break the rules. And after I focused and got the cotton out of my mouth and was able to speak, I said, "Hey, you're the waitress from the Union Station." And she said, "Yeah." I said, "What am I doing here?" And she said, "You don't remember?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Well, about 1:30 last night, two guys got into a fight, and you got in between them to break it up, and you ended up with a punch in the nose, and you were bleeding all over the place. So I got out of there early and poured you into my car, brought you here, and here we are." And I said, "Well, that's nice of you. Now, could you stop picking my nose?" After she got about 5 pounds of dried blood out of my nose, we had sex, and then she made me breakfast. So, actually, it wasn't a total loss, but it was a bit embarrassing there for a little bit.
But it did work out.
It worked out.
It did work out for you.
So to speak.
So to speak. We have a caller.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
What do you think about all this, Mickey?
Am I on? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, man? You're on.
Hey, Mick.
Oh, I got a classic drunk story. I figured I'd start off being the first caller. It was
I
haven't done this type of stuff for quite a while, but it was in California, one of those apartment complexes with open parking underneath, you know, like carports underneath the apartment. And in between all the parking, there's a staircase that goes up, and there's an apartment to the left, and there's an apartment to the right. Well, I had been partying with some buddies on one of the apartments to the left in this particular spot, and I went off and went carousing. And when I timed up, I'm going to go crash, I went up the stairs and went in the door and laid down on the couch. Next thing I knew, there's flashlights in my face and guys yelling and a woman screaming, "What the hell are you doing here?" And there's two cops standing there. I walked into some woman's apartment and just fell asleep on her couch. I went up the wrong staircase. So,
nice.
That was pretty bizarre. Yeah.
I like that.
That's pretty impressive. Did they handcuff you and then start...
No, I was able to talk my way out of it and say, figure out what happened. And I went up to, that's right, it does get a little worse. Apparently I missed something. Next door, the real part, we went up the stairs and he knocks on the door to see if they knew me. And the guy, I was there, Bill, standing there stark naked, and there's just people naked all in the apartment, all over the floors and the couches. Apparently I missed a big event here that night.
That's the whole, that's the sad thing about this.
Oh.
Well, I...
this is a sad drunk story.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I totally forgot about that part of that.
Since you were in California, I really thought...
Well,
since you were in California...
Early 70s, yeah.
Probably the best.
I really
thing
thought
is,
you were going to tell us that the. Go ahead.
Probably the best thing is it was. You're probably lucky because it was probably a Manson family party.
the guy had done some time. I know after a fact because I worked with them, and that's how I ended up at that party. Anyways, it all worked though. All right, guys, I'm going to go. Enjoy the show.
All right. Thanks for calling in,
Thanks
Mick.
For calling, Mick.
All right. See you.
You know, you do something like that today in California, and the cops will handcuff you, and then they'll just start beating the crap out of you.
That's true. Then they'll take you to the city manager who makes $800,000 a year. And,
exactly. And the chief of police who makes $755,000 a year.
Well, they need to make that much so they can buy their legal medical marijuana.
Exactly. And, of course, the city manager's secretary, who looks like Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati, makes $900,000 a year.
I was always a Bailey Quarters fan, but I digress.
I was too, actually.
She was hot.
Bailey was sneaky sexy.
She was. That's very good. I agree with you. Bailey Quarters would be the kind of chick. She'd be the kind of chick who would say this if I could find the.
Come on.
Oh yeah.
Excellent timing.
I don't care. My phone's still working.
So, exactly.
I shouldn't have said that.
He shouldn't have said anything. We're over the 18-minute mark, so the overs
hey,
are going to win.
All right. Well, we haven't heard from you yet, Jay. Do you have anything drunk
well,
and debauchery?
You know, well, you know, you're talking about college stories, and my first party in college was only been there a couple of weeks. I think we were 2 or 3 weeks into the semester, and there were 8 guys in a dorm room, and we were drinking red, white, and blue beer. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, God, yeah. I used to drink it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think it was $4 for a case.
Yeah.
And so we were drinking that, and I think somebody had a bottle of Jim Beam that they had swiped from home when they came up to school or whatever. But we were drinking that and watching porn. 8 guys in one room drinking beer and watching porn.
I don't like the canvas this picture is being painted on.
It's a little embarrassing now. But needless to say, of course, the red, white, and blue beer meant, you know, everybody got sick. And it was a pretty rough night. And the next morning, we staggered down there to breakfast. And actually, I'm not sure anybody had slept. And we're all sitting there at you know, and all we have, you know, like I've got like toast and some water, you know. I mean, nobody's, you know, wanting to really risk it. And here comes this one dude who drank way more than anybody else. And apparently he was much, much more seasoned than we were. And he's got a plate full of scrambled eggs and sausage and grits, and he's dumped a whole bunch of ketchup on top of the eggs. And as soon as he took one bite, the table just cleared out. He was all alone. It was rough, man. You all right there?
6-6-1-2-4-4.
We have another caller. We have another caller, 210. This is San Antonio, I believe. 210, you're on with Stupid.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Would this be the D-Man?
Yeah, this is the D-Man. You know me from Twitter.
I know you.
Yeah.
And
so,
from a couple back alleys, too.
You know, I don't know if I would advertise that, you know. I got a interesting story for you. One time,
we'll be the judge of that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. One time I was doing recruiting down in Monterrey, Mexico. And, you know, because it's always good to go find some cheap talent when you get a chance.
Let me interrupt you there. You're recruiting in Mexico. Do we
right.
really want to know what you were recruiting for, or has the statute of limitations expired?
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations, and You know, let's say that half of it was legal. Let's put it that way.
So they were baseball players.
Yeah, that's about right. And you know, they were saying,
well, they were swinging their bats. That's
you know. They were so impressed with me that they decided to take me out for a bottle of tequila, you know, because that's the prominent drink down there. Okay, the thing that they didn't specify was and they didn't clarify to this joker was the fact that there are two types of tequila. There is regular tequila, and then there is this thing called mezcal that I didn't know anything about. So, obviously, the bottle that they chose was the mezcal. And, you know, after a couple of hours there and, drinking shot after shot, I ended up beating the worm and seeing God.
Well, isn't that extra special?
And I will tell you that my flight was the next day, and, you know, it took me, at least three showers, and I was still ripe on the airplane, you know, back.
Well, that's because you were in Monterey.
You know, I don't know. I just could not, I was sweating tequila. I was, and at that point, I swore I would never touch tequila again. Have you guys ever done that? You know, you're sitting there, and you're, like, drunk, like there's no tomorrow, and you're sitting there, oh, God, please, God, please, I will never touch it again. Yeah, what did I have in my hand yesterday? A margarita.
Hey, Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Joker, this is just kind of a funny talk show. This isn't Dr. Phil.
Yeah, well, Matt, you knew I'd be calling in, and you know I need therapy. So, I mean, if I can't talk to you, who can I talk to? Come on.
This is your therapy session. This is your therapy session. I'll send you a bill for $200.
So that was my story. How I got out of Monterey after that, I have no idea.
Good man.
In the back of a truck, probably.
and
across the desert.
And, you know, thank God I had my Forge New Jersey driver's license with me.
I didn't know they issued driver's license in New Jersey.
neither did I, but I figure, what the heck.
Excellent. Excellent story, dude.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Jay, I think we got another caller. Oh, I'm
no,
sorry.
We don't.
Go ahead, D-Man.
Yeah, love your show, guys. I'm going to stay off and just listen for a while. All right, man.
I hope you do. See ya.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, man.
I know.
Yeah, we do have another caller. You're right.
It looks like it's coming from West By God, Virginia.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
Okay, maybe it's Scarborough, Maine.
304, you're with Stupid.
You have to pick this when I just put gum in my mouth. It's the evil twin's wife.
Hola, babe.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Oui, oui.
¿Está bien?
What are you up to today?
Drinking and hanging out.
Excellent. Two of my favorite activities.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out.
And getting ready to watch football with the evil twin when he comes back up from his computer and downloading porn and whatever he does down there. I don't even know. I don't care.
You probably don't want to.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I look at it sometimes and I'm like, I'm ashamed because I think, if he thinks that is sexy, you know, I must be like a frickin' hag, you know? Sad.
Yeah, well. Don't feel ashamed. At least you don't feel embarrassed because some of the emails I get from him, oh, my God, they give me the creeps.
What? I don't think he emails you.
It must be some other guy you're getting emails from.
I don't know. I keep getting pictures from some guy who calls himself Patty in West Virginia, so.
No, that's not him.
That's not him? Okay.
Mm-mm, no. He thinks you're a complete asshole.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But he is too,
I've been working
so
4.5 years for that title.
I mean, he's the same way, so you're like brethren, you know.
There you go.
So how are the birds doing? How are the birds doing? They're kind of quiet.
Yeah, they're just, you know, kind of hanging around this morning. You know, jumping from perch to perch. Like they like to do that, you know. Jumping around.
Dirty perch jumpers.
I know. They're such assholes. I can't, you know.
You know, decide on one or the other. Quit going back and forth. Oh, I hate indecisive parakeets.
You share your wine with them?
No. No, I shared my wine with my friend, the amazing Johnny Riggs, last night.
Oh.
He's from Baltimore, but he's from here. But he lives in Baltimore, and he's home now because his mom is really, really sick. And he pawned his car for heroin, and then he wrecked his mom's car after some dental work. So now they have no transportation. So the evil twin.
He does have everything he needs to write a good country song, though.
Yeah, I think he's going to sue some people. I'm not really sure. But he's a great guy. And so the evil twin had to run down the street and get him and bring him back here. And then we stayed up all night drinking and telling stories and laughing. And there was activity that was caught on the flip camera. I don't even know what happened.
Is this activity going to be shared with everyone on the blog?
No. It's R-rated. I try to keep it PG.
Oh, I blew past PG on my blog like the second day.
Yeah, I try to
keep
it.
Well, okay. Are you hungover this morning?
No.
No. Okay. Well,
I'm already drunk again. I mean,
that's good.
That is what I was kind of leading into, is that is the best way to avoid the hangover, is to just not stop.
Exactly.
Drinking.
And our friend Johnny.
Little hair of the dog.
Yeah. Our friend Johnny, he had forgotten about his little hairless dog back at his mom's house because he's allergic. So he's got this little hairless thing.
You're totally making this up.
No, it's a hairless dog. Her name is Spider. And he was like, Spider needs to go out and, you know, pee and poo. And so Barry took him back home because there's no car, like I said. Does say, oh, my God, the evil twin. Shit. I think I just said his name.
That's okay. Nobody's listening.
That's right. But the transcript will be available 5 minutes after the show. And you can get them by calling 661-244-9852.
I put them on my blog, too. And there's very few people who have actually seen his name. And one I thought was dead, but he just faked his death. So,
Well, if you want, I talk to God a lot. And much like Moses, we can remove his name from every temple, every obelisk.
The evil twin wants to fly so far under the radar. It's not even funny.
Well, if you do that, sometimes you crash.
He doesn't want to be on Facebook or whatever. He relies on me to give him the information. Because I'm the home office, the HO, the H-O, HO. And so his coworkers send me, send me stuff on Facebook saying, "Hello, the evil twin owes us $10 for, the rip-off money," which is basically they buy into the lottery every week,
So he's a criminal.
I'm like, just send me a bill. I'll get your money.
Well, down in
care.
West Virginia, though, is it really money, or don't you guys still use, aren't you on the potato currency?
No. We use debit cards around here.
Oh, really? Is that what you buy your whale oil lamp, your lamp oil? Oh, God, I fucked that up. It was a good joke, and I screwed it up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not from here. I'm an import. I moved here when I was a teenager. But we do have running water, most of us, and we do have our teeth, and we do wear shoes.
Hey, now, that's not necessarily true. Because wait a minute. I spent 3 months in Charleston, West Virginia when I worked for SEIU, and I'd eat breakfast at a Shoney's next door to my hotel. And the sign
were you
on the
at the
front,
Elk River Lodge?
Yes.
That's a shithole.
I know
it is. And that Shoney's is dirty.
Yeah, but here's
the
thing.
I would eat that Shoney's if they paid me to.
But
here's the
but
thing.
It's okay
the
because Matt's dirty too.
The sign on the door of the Shoney's didn't say shoes and shirt required. It said shoes and shirts preferred.
It did not.
Yes, it did. I have a picture of it because I laughed my ass off the first time I saw it.
Then post it because my husband grew up on the West Side and he's never said anything like that. I mean, he's from that area. We use tooth floss around here. I graduated from high school and college here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 4-year, bachelor's degree, and I do nothing with it except for take care of my kids and clean a fat man's house, every week and shop for him.
Right.
And that's how much it's worth to me here because my husband has out-earned me with no degree every year.
That's because he's a man.
That's because he's a man, yeah. And so he works and we just spend all his money.
Well, it should be.
Exactly. I'm like, kids, let's go spend all daddy's money.
There you go.
And the kids just... they jump up and down. They're just like, yay. He doesn't care.
Excellent. Well, thanks for calling.
All righty.
And have a great day. And
you got
enjoy the games. Are you going to watch the games?
Yeah, we're getting ready to
watch
do...
watch some football, drink some wine.
Steelers.
Against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and Tampa Bay is going to go down because, let's face it, they stink,
They do. So does Tampa. Okay.
All right. Y'all have a good afternoon.
You do the same.
You too.
All righty. Bye.
Bye. So, our previous caller there talking about the drinking the good stuff from the old country, Mexico. When I had just moved to San Antonio, I got invited to go to a New Year's Eve party, and I went to it, and it turns out we were going to crash somebody else's party. I only knew one person at this party, and then we all get in the vehicles and we're going over to somebody else's, and we get there, and I was the only white guy there. Everybody else was, they were all Mexicans. And so they were all, you know, kept coming by and, you know, kind of wondering what the hell I was doing there. But every 15 minutes or so, every 10 minutes, they would come by with the bottle of the good stuff from the old country, and everybody would take shots. And at the end of the night, I was one of only four people still taking shots, and I completely earned their respect. So there you go.
Well, that's a positive story.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we don't like that.
Well, I had to. I'm sorry. And then I ended up face down in the gutter, and the cops took me up.
There you go. Very good.
Now you feel better?
Nice finish. But they still respected you.
They still respected me, even the cops.
There was one time, this is back when, as I mentioned, the aforementioned Spoop I was talking about, I woke up one morning, and Spoop walking around me, and I'm thinking, what the hell is he doing? Well, anyway, I'm thinking, I got to go take a leak. So I went to the bathroom. And Spoop said she can't find her underwear. Well, she could hear me shriek from the bathroom, and then I came out with my face as white as a sheet. Oh, yeah, that's an original thing there. But I was white. I said, I found your underwear. I have them on.
But now isn't that a regular occurrence?
No.
No,
much as people think it is, it's not. It was an aberration because it was a Saturday, and I don't do that on Saturdays. That's usually Tuesday.
All right, well, we have a caller. I guess we'll take this call.
Boy, you sound excited.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Don't get too excited now.
No, it's Mike.
It's Dower Mike.
Mike. It's Mike.
What have we done this wrong this week, Mike?
Well, Jay didn't go to my blog today, which was dedicated to him. I put the link up on the scroll here that I was directing you to a little factoid that I think will make you kind of excited.
It's hard to get excited when you sound like John Kerry.
Hold on a second. Let me go. I'll go to that link.
Okay.
And if it'll load here.
It's a good thing this isn't a caller-driven show.
Yeah. Is it up? If it's not coming up for you, I'll just read it to you.
I can't wait.
Well, it says that from 1900 to 2009, Australia had the best performing stock market in the world. I thank you for that. The one you're probably talking about.
No.
One in four lap dancers has a degree.
Yeah. That's
that,
it.
That does I not surprise you... me. Does not surprise me. Lap dancers, strippers are people too. They're good people. Good, decent, hardworking people.
When I ran across that, you were the first person I thought of.
That makes me happy. You know, I'm being followed by a number of strippers on Twitter now, including Miss Nude Oregon now follows me on Twitter. I know you're jealous.
Well, she is from the Beaver State.
She is from the Beaver State, exactly.
Well, that was just my little factoid this morning. I thought I'd throw that in, and I don't have any drunk stories.
Oh.
I can't remember any of them. I can't remember any of them.
Hey, I noticed that in the chat room, Dana has referred to you as an older guy. Well, I think she means. I think by older she means old. I'm just. You know, she might mean something else, but I think that's what she probably means.
Yeah, at least she left off. Distinguished.
At least she left off the Dan Dirt at the end.
Well, thanks for that little tidbit of information there, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
That is pretty interesting.
Don't take it as an insult. That means you're a cougar.
Hey, we have another caller. Why don't we take this call?
Why don't you?
502, you're with Stupid.
Hi, this is Charlene.
Hello.
Hi.
Charlene,
how you doing?
I'm fine. I finally figured out how to turn the sound off so I don't hear you double.
Excellent.
You're talking... I'm not technologically proficient in anything. You're wanting drunk stories, right?
Yes.
Okay. I've only been drunk once in my life, and I was 50 at the time. And I was talked into it by a very good friend.
Okay. You were 50?
What did you say? I was 50 at the time.
Okay.
I'm no longer 50. And I'm still alive, so that means I'm a little older than 50, doesn't it? Anyway, so he talks me into it. He says, I'll buy the liquor, and I'll come over, and we'll do it at your house where you can't get in trouble. And I said, okay. He buys something called Tucky's, I'm trying to say, that stupid drink they sell at the Derby. What is it?
Mint
julep. That was it. It comes in a bottle. It was mint julep, square bottle. He brings a whole new bottle over. And so I drink a portion of it, really just one glass, big glass. He says, you know what? Something else you've never done. And I said, what's that? He says, you've never had sex while you were drunk. And, of course, it sounded like a good idea.
That's the only time
I think I like this guy's style.
Well, he's still a really good friend, to be honest. So we go into the bedroom and we have sex. And I have to tell you, it was like flying. That would be the way I would describe it. It was like suddenly I was able to fly, and there wasn't a plane involved. So I thought it was pretty cool. But anyway, that's my story.
Until the next morning.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
I didn't have a
the next morning, you probably felt like... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I didn't. I didn't feel bad at all the next morning.
Oh, okay. That's good.
No, you
obviously
only have hangovers if you don't have sex.
Is that it? Is that why you guys are all having hangovers?
That's why I always have hangovers, exactly.
Well, see, men who are drunk, it's a little different than women. But
tell me about it.
I'm sure you're aware of this. But anyway,
right,
that's my drunk story. The only one I
men
have.
Men are expected to drink.
We drink because it's good. Because it feels better than unbuttoning your collar. Because we drink because it's good. Because it feels better than unbuttoning your collar. Because we deserve it.
Okay.
We drink because it's what...
Well, That didn't work at all.
No, it didn't. It's too long.
Actually, I think I started playing it, and I think somebody else clicked on it, too.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Charlie.
Think alike, and that's not good.
You guys think too much alike, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to hang up now because that's the only story I have.
Well, it was
well
fun
thanks
story.
For calling. It was an excellent
okay.
story.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
See you, Charlene.
Well, we got 14 minutes left. Matt, you think we ought to do some get our NFL picks?
I think it's time. What's our records right now?
Well,
you probably don't know either.
The season record, you are now, being incredibly average, Matt, that you are now 6-6.
All right. I like that.
And I am 5-7 on the season.
Really? So we both suck.
Yes, pretty much.
All right. I can live with that.
And do we have a sponsor this week?
It's funny you should ask that, Jay. Sponsoring this week's stupid NFL picks from the makers of Clavoris. Men, have you given up trying to get chicks by acting like Tom Jones? Are you thinking of converting to Judaism? Either way, you'll have to be circumcised. Well, don't fear the scalpel, my friends. Use Head Off, the world's first non-medical circumcision cream. Just spread it and forget it. Head Off. Apply directly to the foreskin. Head Off. Apply it directly to the foreskin. Head Off. Apply directly to the foreskin. From the makers of Clavoris, the leading post-coital rinse and spit mouthwash for men.
You know, they should bundle those two together. You should be able to get a bonus pack.
Uh-huh.
The two of them together for $9.99.
Exactly. And I recommend the most.
Is that, have you used both of them? Is that, you tested them out?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But that's for another show. So
okay.
Go ahead.
All right,
what
so
games are you, what
this,
games
this
are
week's
you
games.
Stepping?
Well, the first game I've got is Philadelphia at Jacksonville. I actually had a whole thing I was going to do about Mike Vick, but since we're running late on time, I'm just going to let sleeping dogs lie. And not.
Jesus. And I didn't even get that for a second. Oh, my God.
So, anyway, first game I've got is Philadelphia at Jacksonville. Mike Vick is tearing them up, just whipping them like a junkyard dog.
God.
Anyway, Philly, I think Philadelphia's going to win because Jacksonville sucks, and their team isn't very good either.
Yeah, they are horrid, but I'm waiting to see if Mike Vick's bark is bigger than his bite. Thank you. Oh, yeah, you're late on mine, aren't you?
I didn't know you were going to do it.
I didn't either until a second ago. But, yeah, I'm going with Philly. Yeah, Jacksonville blows.
Okay.
My first game is Cincinnati at Carolina. Cincinnati's got some talent, and Carolina's, they're not.
Doesn't.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jay. Carolina is at home, and I was listening to a sports radio show out of Cincinnati the other day. Cincinnati is like 10-20 against quarterbacks who are making their first major league start. So I'm going to go on a wire and pick the Panthers.
That's just crazy.
I know.
Okay, well, I'm going with Cincinnati. I think they kind of righted the ship after opening week, and especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I'll just go with history and take a chance on Carolina.
All right. Next game I've got is San Francisco at Kansas City. San Francisco has not looked all that great, although actually they almost beat New Orleans. Kansas City, I think, their two wins have been mostly smoke and mirrors, even though they are at home. I'm going with San Francisco because 0-2 means desperation, and desperation means they're going to win.
Yeah, I've heard that quoted so many times. I think Oscar Wilde actually said it first. actually, I think you're right, too. San Francisco's due. They're not a horrid team. They're a really good team. They just haven't showed it, I think. And I think they're pissed off about the New Orleans game, and they're going to show up and beat Kansas City at the Big Arrowhead. My second game, Monday night, the Packers come to Chicago. And Chicago, not bad, but I think this really is Green Bay's year, and I think they're on a roll. And now I'm not a Packer fan, but I think they look pretty good.
Well, you know, I picked the Packers to go to the Super Bowl, and I still think they are the Super Bowl team. But I think that the Monday night game in Chicago, I think the Bears are kind of putting a few things together here, and I think it'll be the second half of the season before Jay Cutler, you know, does what Jay Cutler usually does, and that's just starts doing whatever the hell he feels like doing and throwing interceptions again. So I'm going to take Chicago on this one.
All right. Your third game?
Is Oakland at Arizona. This is the stinker of the day. Two really bad teams. But Arizona is absolutely horrible on both sides of the ball. They can't do anything. They suck. I'm taking the Raiders.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before I give you my pick, when I saw that this was one of the games that you wanted to pick, I said to myself, "Is this guy crazy? If these were two college teams playing in January, it would be in the Millard Fillmore Obscurity Bowl."
I put this on the list because it's actually a difficult game to pick when you have two really, really bad teams.
No, it is, and I hate to upset you, but I'm going with the Raiders as well. I think Arizona, they've gone from rags to riches. Well, and they have Derek Anderson. I think two words sum it up.
Exactly.
And my last game.
What's the last game?
An intrastate rivalry. I had to do it. Dallas and Houston. Houston's on a roll. I think right now Houston's just lucky. I mean, they're playing pretty decently, and Dallas is just they haven't shown me anything. And Houston, they got Matt Schaub, they got a core of receivers, and now they have a running back. And they're at home. I'm going to take the Texans over Dallas, and Dallas goes 0-3.
Well, I'm taking the Texans, too, because, like I said last week, I am on the Texans bandwagon. And I think that Dallas has a lot of problems, not the least of which is they're letting Tony Romo throw the ball 50 times a game. That's just not going to work for him.
No, it's not.
So there we go.
There you have it. And now we've got
6 minutes.
Oh, 6 minutes left. That's not bad. We've broken the 45 minute. Hey.
Yeah.
People,
hey.
if you're still there listening, we only have 6 minutes left, and my internet has not gone down. Huh?
It's amazing. It's a miracle.
Okay.
I guess did you contact them and maybe have a little discussion with them about this or?
No, I stopped getting a hold of them. Maybe that's why it's okay now.
Okay, so we need to do a couple of shout outs as we always
yeah.
do here at
you
the end of the
right
show.
Ahead.
All right, and the first one is we want to send a shout out to old Vinny Bond. and his show, if I can find my link for it here. Because I'm always prepared, right?
Of course you are.
His Music on the Couch on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. He usually has... usually has two different guests, a couple of independent musical guests. And it's a pretty interesting show. And Vinny sounds like a professional out there. Sounds like he should be hosting a national public radio show to me. And the guests are usually pretty interesting. He plays some of their music. And so tune in on Mondays at 10 p.m. to Music on the Couch with Vinny Bond.
His guest may be interesting, but we have Evil Twin's wife calling in, and nothing tops that.
That's true. We win that battle right there. And then, of course, on Thursdays at 9 p.m. is the Dr. Anonymous show. Throw that up in the chat room. Dr. Anonymous is on call this weekend, saving lives, so he couldn't be here. Couldn't do the Saturday show. When he does do the Saturday show, of course, he has his co-host, Warrior Cat. You know, I'll run the...
I was waiting for
The sound effects are a little off there, but anyway.
We still got to get that down, don't we?
So anyway, his God, what a mess. Anyway, his co-host, Warrior Cat, one of my best friends, one of my favorite people in the entire world. And then, of course, on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, when BTR isn't screwing up on them like it was last night, we have Annie and Burrow live. More fun and frivolity. So there you go.
All right. That sounds good. Well-deserved shout-out.
Okay. And I think that that's all we got today. So
I got one shout-out.
Okay, quickly.
Leslie Marshall. I wrote a blog post about her. Leslie Marshall, if you don't know, she's a nationally syndicated radio show host, and she's uber hot. And I wrote a post about her. She liked it. She talked to me on Twitter, and I thought that was very nice, and we'll try to get her on as a guest. I don't know if the initial email I sent to her after that Twitter conversation containing pictures of me naked is going to be helpful or not. But we'll see if we can get her on.
That could be a deal-breaker right there.
In the near future. I don't know if it's going to be a net positive or a negative.
So shout out
and
to Leslie.
And a shout out to all of you guys who listened in the chat room, listened in, called in. And that was nice of you.
Yep. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tell all your friends about us. Listen again 2, 3, 4 times during the week.
I'm With Stupid will have its own dedicated website up tomorrow morning. The information will be on my website, and I'll send it to you, so I'm sure you'll put it up on yours, unless you're embarrassed.
Absolutely. Yep, we'll do it. All right. Okay, people. I think that's it. Is that it?
Okay, then.
Everybody, thanks for listening, and Mick and Mike and Evil Twin's wife and Charlene and everybody for calling in, and we'll see you next week. Could have been whiskey. On me.